This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde spoke before a national audience at the Republican National Convention last night, but it wasn't long before Democrats responded to the GOP hopeful. Hovde spent much of his nearly five-minute remarks criticizing Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin, linking her to Democratic President Joe Biden.
Senator Baldwin has been a rubber stamp voting with him 95.5% of the time.
Hovde also says the two-term incumbent has strongly praised the president.
Tammy Baldwin called the Biden administration the most successful in generations. Can you believe that one? I mean, seriously. This shows how detached she is from everyday Wisconsinites.
Hovde said little about his own policy proposals, choosing instead to praise Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, and saying together they would, quote, restore America. Wisconsin Democratic Party chairperson Ben Wickler told WUWM that Baldwin is proud to have voted for measures like the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act, two huge federal spending programs that Democrats say have helped fix crumbling roads and bridges, provided aid to businesses, and invested in cleaner energy.
The American people want investments in their communities. They want a revival of manufacturing. They want job creation, and they want costs to come down. Those are things that are enormously popular with Americans across the country. This is a record that Democrats are proud to run on this year.
Wickler adds that Baldwin led the way on the Respect for Marriage Act, which gives more legal support for same-sex and interracial marriages. Democrats also released a statement calling Hovde, who owns a California bank and has a home in that state, an out-of-touch California multimillionaire. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.